Joining me in Cardio's Afternoon News, Bloom Barr & Company's floral and design manager, Mr. Nick Walker. And Nick, you've got some really cool ideas for bouquets for people who are needing that for their significant others.
Right, for Valentine's Day. That's kind of a big deal.
I'm thinking.
I do. I've got some great ideas for Valentine's Day.
All right.
We've got a lot of really great options at Bloom Barr & Co. If you're going to be the classic romantic, we can do the dozen roses. We've got them from short, which is our standard size. They're just about 10 inches tall, all the way up to our premium dozen, which are extra long red roses with beautiful fill. We can do something a little more modern, and you can do some tight pavé style flowers in a single color pavé. We've got one of every different color you can imagine on our website: red, orange, yellow, green, blue, violet, all of them. And then you could also do something completely different: sunflowers, for instance.
Yeah,
everyone does roses, and the same old, same old. Sunflowers is a fresh kind of summery feel for this cold weather that we've been having. So it looks great.
Oh my goodness, we're going to spice things up while you're here. We actually have to give away right now a $25 gift card.
Oh, yeah.
To come and see Nick.
Come
and
see me.
Get some help with a beautiful floral arrangement. I want you to be the fourth caller at 473-1240, 473-1240 during this interview. Be the fourth caller, and you will be the lucky person who gets to meet Nick and gets $25, a nice head start on a nice bouquet. I want to ask you some questions about tradition.
All right.
Nick, because I was raised with the understanding that roses in different colors mean different things.
Yes, they do.
Have we lost that?
It's not really like the top of people's minds anymore. It's not something that's been lost. It's kind of just something that's kind of taken a little sidestep.
Let me know. Red is I love you.
Red is love and passion, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's love and passion. Yellow tends to be more friendship, concern. Remember the old song, tie a yellow ribbon.
Yeah.
So we're thinking thinking about people. So thinking of you.
Mm-hmm.
White tends to be purity, can also work for love or innocence. Or sorrow, sympathy.
Mm-hmm.
We could do pink. Pink again is in that love, that same love and love and passion. It's in those reds still.
All right. A personal question.
All right.
But it's my personal thing.
All right.
Teresa, you have to close your ears right now because my wife listens and she tells me, you know, how I did when I got home. She says she loves me. I know I'm okay. Do you have tulips?
I do have tulips. I don't always keep them on hand, but I do have them, and I can get them just at a drop of a hat normally.
You know, we're kind of given some ideas. We ought to give some tips, too, on how to make sure that you get the best Valentine's Day bouquet that you can. And the big deal right now, because we're coming so close, is to pre-order, isn't it?
Yes, pre-order. If you call now, you can lock in the price of today. If you call next week, you're going to have to pay the raised hot commodity market price. Roses, they just shoot right up in price over Valentine's Day because everyone and their mom needs them. So they jump right up in price. So you can expect a 20 to 25% difference in price over the holiday for roses.
Now, Nick, you're a special guy. You have national level awards in your background for your work with flowers at the Kennedy Center.
I do. I have 8 Kennedy Center Awards from the American College Theater, Kennedy Center. So what it is my awards were awarded to me in college when I went to school for theater and art. Mm-hmm. My degrees are in studio art, and my theater experience allowed me to create costumes, makeups, wigs for lots of different shows and compete at the collegiate level at the national level at the Kennedy Center. I beat the local kids, and then I beat the regional kids, and then I went to the nationals, and I beat the national kids. So you get, and my award is basically for costume, makeup, and wig designs, but the show that I did was tropical. So everything is basically
fun.
Wearable flowers.
It was
sculpture.
Goodness. Yeah. So you have this in your DNA.
Oh, yeah.
So, and as a designer, you can come up with some very unique ideas for people, as you have demonstrated today. I want to ask, what is the oddest, most fun, out of this world Valentine's Day flower request you've ever gotten?
Oh, you get every year the one that some people would think is weird, like the black roses, but that's pretty common to be honest. Some weird things that I have got. I did something with live vine plants that just vined and vined and vined. And we wrapped and wrapped and wrapped and wrapped them. And then it was hundreds of roses.
Oh, my goodness.
200 roses. I used to do also a 700 rose arrangement weekly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Weekly.
For the Broadmoor. Another good one is I did roses and tropical florals inside grapefruits. So instead of vases, we use grapefruits.
Wow.
All natural, all recyclable. It's all good.
That is fantastic. Justin, who's our winner? Nathan, congratulations, man. Isn't that perfect?
Yeah.
The guy gets the gift certificate, and somebody's going to be a lucky girl.
I will take good care of you, and whoever your significant other is, you come and see me, and we will get you something extra.
Nick, I have to say you are a treat, and I want to have you back with more ideas as we get other holidays coming along, and let's have some more fun teaching people how to do this the right way.
Absolutely. I would love to come back and see you anytime.